morning, people.
tickle his legs.
I just landed in your town.
Okay. Welcome back if you've been here before. If you're stumbling across this, Chief Wiggum from a weird internet rabbit hole, this is
Hashtag Just Saying.
And while we're prostituting, be sure to like, share, subscribe, hit the notification bell like it owes you money. It will let you know when we upload new content. You can watch the first 40 on the YouTubes, listen where streaming things stream, and watch the exclusive pre-show banter on TikTok. Now, for last week, because we did not record, I gave YouTube a special treat, and I made a quick little compilation of some of the pre-show banter videos that get posted on TikTok. So you got a special treat.
Yeah.
I'm probably never going to do that again. So if you want to see any more of those, you have to jump your butt over to TikTok and watch it.
It's free.
For now.
And it's not banned.
Not yet. Not yet.
All right. We are live.
I keep getting, I went to, last week I had to go to hospital and have a colonoscopy follow-up. And
talk about a crappy day.
I was going to say I have a story about it, but I might as well just tell you the story now.
All right, go ahead.
So they what they do is they prescribe you, my gastro guy likes to get the prescribe me like this big jug, right? It's a jug of powder. And you're supposed to add water. You can add like...
Is it barium?
No, it's... I don't know what the full name is, but the little acronym they use is PEG. Oh. It's like a PEG drink.
Oh, cool.
And you can add like Kool-Aid or like Crystal Light, but you can't use certain colors. And it tastes horrible. Because I did it.
Did you want to throw up?
I drank it on the last one that I had, last year. And I got one glass in, and then my body was just like, we're not doing any more of this. And every time I tried to drink it, like, my throat would shut down. Like, nope, that's not happening today. So I was trying to figure out another way to do it. Now,
you
I was
can't
talking,
go the other direction.
Yeah, so I was talking to Tina about it because she literally just had hers done.
Hi, Tina.
So I said, sorry to put your business out there, Tina.
No.
It's a routine thing. Gentlemen, you're approaching the age. It's going to happen to you. I hate to tell you. So this is good advice, really.
Remember, she said it, not us.
So I said, what's a better way to do it? Because I can't drink that shit. And she goes, okay, here's what you do. You go and you get a thing, the mid-sized bottle of Miralax, right?
Okay.
And you mix it with Gatorade, because Miralax it's not supposed to have a taste.
What kind of Gatorade?
Any you like, but it has to, you can't use, like, reds, or you're not supposed to use blues.
I'm out.
Because things can show up, and then they'll mistake something for a problem if they see something. So they didn't have any non-flavored Miralax, so I ended up getting like a lemon lime, like an orange flavor. And I was like, I don't care. I like orange.
Okay.
And I got...
Do you?
You needed... Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, I do. I do. So I said, how much Gatorade am I going to need? She said, about like 64 ounces.
Damn.
That is like a jug of Gatorade.
God damn, that's a lot of Gatorade.
So I said, okay. So I went down to the corner store. And I got myself 3 28s, right? And
this
then
is
I
12
yeah.
ounces.
Yeah, I got 3 28s. This is a matter of fact, I think. Yeah. So this size drink is the 28.
And you got 46.
I got three of these.
Of those.
Three of these.
Oh yeah, 64. Never mind.
And I was like, hopefully I will not need any more. So
hopefully
I mixed them up.
In the bathroom all night long.
Well, I mixed them up, and she gave me added information. And she said, "Okay, here's what you do: you drink one in the morning, and then one later in the evening." So I was like, "Okay."
But you got three.
So I did. I did. Well, I was a victim of my own impatience in this story, because what I did is I drank the first one fairly quickly. And I was like, nothing's happening. It should have happened by now.
How quick is quick?
I mean, it was a couple hours and nothing was happening. And I'm like, oh, it didn't work. Fuck. And you know, it's like, have you ever, I mean, I don't do drugs.
But why not
anymore?
But they say, why not? Like, but they say like, oh, if you took like acid or something. Like, don't take another acid after an hour because, like, stuff, like, it's going to kick in eventually.
Yeah, I heard mushrooms are fun.
I wouldn't know. What is that? Psilocybin?
Shrooms. Mushrooms?
I'm referring to
you. Psychedelics.
So, yeah.
I'm referring to your bar joke.
Huh?
I'm referring to your bar joke.
Oh, yeah. My mushroom, yeah. Fun guy. So, I was sitting there and I'm like, well, because I'd finished the one.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I had a half regular size Gatorade, which is like, you know, about yay big.
Yay.
On my desk. So I mixed a little bit in with that and I drank that and still nothing was happening. So I said, I'm going to start the second bottle early. Right? And this is where I went wrong. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yes. I started the second bottle, and it was a mistake.
Did you finish the second bottle?
I finished the second bottle because I said, I'm not a quitter. Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing: like, if you're not properly prepared, they're not going to do the procedure.
Right.
So I didn't want to, and you have to fast as well. So I wasn't fasting, going through all of this prep shit. For him not to be able to do what he needs to do, right? Okay. So I said, I'm going all in because I need this to happen. Like, I'm not doing this shit again, right? So got impatient, drank the second bottle, and oh, boy. Oh, boy. And then...
What did you do, Ray?
Exactly. Exactly.
Perfect.
But... Here's the thing. So 7 o'clock comes, and I decide I'm going to drink a 20-ounce on top of that because I really wanted to make sure that this was going to happen.
So that's 84 ounces.
It.
You did 64 plus.
Yeah.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It was.
What night was this?
This was... It started Wednesday.
It's still going.
It was still going Friday.
Oh, my God.
Like, I went into the hospital. It's a day surgery. So you go into, like, the day procedural area.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm like, I hope they hurry because I think I have to go again. So finally the nurse comes out to get me. And we go in the back and she's asking me all the proper questions. Did you drink the jug? And I'm like, sure. Like, I lied because I didn't want her to know the truth. And then they ask you, like.
Never lie to your doctor.
They ask you. Well, no, it was a nurse. I don't care. And she's literally, like, asking about, for lack of a better word, consistency.
How's the flow?
Yeah. So I said, I don't think we have anything to worry about, Nancy. I think we're going to be good today. And I looked at her and I said, and as a matter of fact, I have to go now. And she's like, okay. So she takes me out back to the bathroom and I go. And I come out and I was like... I hope this stops soon. And she goes, how long have you been going? And I said, since Wednesday. And she's like, oh, my goodness. So I get...
Cleaned right out.
I get on the little gurney thing, and they have you put the goddamn Johnny on.
No.
And I looked at her, and I said, you know, I don't think I would be so... infatuated with this whole thing if I could keep my pants on. I said, can we figure out a way to do it where everybody gets to keep their pants on? And she's like, I don't think so. So she's looking at my veins, and I have shitty veins. And so I said, I do wish you luck. And she managed to get me on the first stick. And she goes, I got ya. And I said, okay. And I said, she says, oh, and then she gives me her life story. I've been doing this for like 25 years, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I've never seen anybody that I can't take care of. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I looked at her and I said, as a matter of fact, I said, were you here last year? And she goes, I was. And I said, because there was a nurse who did my IV and the IV blew. So they had to come and redo it. And I said, and I'm 99% sure it was you who came over and redid it. And she goes, well, if somebody had to redo it, it was probably me. And I said, yeah. And then she goes, you know, I always got to fix other people's shit. I'm like, okay, Nancy.
Story of my life.
Slow down, Nancy. So they wheel me into the thing, and they're getting ready to give me the good stuff.
The good stuff.
Yeah. And, I mean, I wasn't too nervous about it because I'd done it before, and they said something to me, and I said, can I ask you a question? And she said, sure. And I said, why is it always so goddamn cold in this room? And she goes, well, we need it. And I said, for what? I said, wouldn't you want me to be more relaxed, keep it as a nice even temperature? I said, I'm just cold. She goes, well, in 5 minutes you're not going to know anything. And I said, well, that's
back
good
from 2020.
No, I didn't even get 19. That So the girl grabs my IV, and she's got the thing to put the stuff in.
Right.
And I look at her, and I was like, you gotta, because I'm horrified, because I do know somebody who had a colonoscopy and woke up in the middle of it. Ooh. And I looked at her, and I said, listen, whatever it is you do, I don't want to wake up. And she was, and she kind of looked at me, and I said, I mean during. I want to wake up. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, a nice nap.
I said, don't do me wrong. I was like, you gotta.
You done me wrong.
Don't do me wrong. I said, I need to sleep through this whole thing. And she goes, I got you. And she put the stuff in, and then somebody said something, and I made a joke I don't remember, and then I was up. I woke up.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
I woke up in the thing, and the girl was like, I'm such an idiot, and I realize this about myself, and I don't know if anybody else has this problem, but, like, the more, like, nervous I am, the more polite I am, and I don't know why I do that.
Sarah's so nice. She must be really fucking nervous.
She's really nervous. She's so polite. So the nurse comes back over, and she goes, you gotta have something. She goes, so do you want, like, juice? And I was like, what kind of juice? She goes,
apple.
She goes, I think she said apple, and then she's like, cranberry, and I was like, oh. I was like, I was hoping you'd say orange, and she's, we don't have any orange juice. She goes, but I can get you, like, ginger ale. And I looked at her with the most serious face, and I said, ginger ale would be lovely. And she said, I got to give you...
Schweppes or Canada Dry?
Oh, it was Canada Dry. They don't fuck around.
Nice.
They were giving me top shelf.
Top shelf. Top tier.
Top shelf. So then she goes, I got to give you something to nibble on.
Nibble.
And I said, okay, like pizza? And she goes, no. She goes, you want like a cracker or like a graham cracker? And
saltines.
I was like, so I said, I'll take the graham cracker. I haven't had one of those in years. I said, matter of fact, I think I had one the last time I was here for a colonoscopy. I was like, I think that was the last time I had a damn graham cracker. I'll take a graham cracker.
Nice.
So
ginger ale.
And ginger ale. So I ate it. I had two left because she brought over like three. And I looked at her and I was like, I can't finish these. Can I bring it home? And she goes, yeah, sure. And in my pocket. Boom.
Nice.
So I had all that last week. Yeah, I had all that last week. And you know the hospital is still sending me noted like things like, would you like to take a survey on how your care was?
How like, did we do?
Like, no, I had to take my pants off.
It was a crappy day.
The care was horrible.
It was a shitty day.
I had to
day.
De-pant.
And those damn Johnnies.
I hate the Johnnies so bad. So bad.
Damn.
They don't do anything.
I still don't know why they haven't redesigned them.
Thank you.
So you can put them on like a robe and tie it in the front. Or a Velcro or something.
No. As a matter of fact, I've been in situations where I've
tie
had
it first to... first and put on like a shirt.
I've been in the situations where you have to wear it backwards, where they needed the front open, and that's it's worse when it's that way. Yeah.
It's good, like a flasher.
Surprise!
Hello.
Oh, so that was
That was your week.
That was fun.
It doesn't sound like it.
But I will say, it went well enough where I don't have to go for another couple of years. Couple. So I'm like, okay.
Okay, man.
Well, yeah. I was happy.
Be here before you know it.
Unfortunately, probably.
Yes.
But I'll take it.
Sweet.
So how was your week? I know how his week was.
You want to go first? You can go first, Sean.
Wow, I was giving you an out. He threw you right in with the Lions.
Nothing too exciting.
All right.
Okay.
Nothing really new. Just exactly. That's pretty much my day to day.
Yeah.
All right.
Last week we had the wake.
Yeah.
The day before the last show that we had, my mother passed away. Mm. Didn't feel like mentioning it on the last show because it was too soon.
Mm.
But we weren't on the air last week because all three of us were at my mother's wake. And it's just very quiet and empty in the house now.
Really? I was still recovering. Like, Jay looks at me and goes, "Are you going to the thing?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Oof." I said, "Well," said I
be in and out.
Yeah, I said, "I'll plot out." I said, "If I have to stop, you know, McDonald's and Dunk's are always the best places you can sneak in and sneak out."
Sure.
Tip in.
Tiptoe in.
Tiptoe in.
Did you guys see the eclipse?
I did.
Yes. Yeah. I guess won't be coming back around for another 20 years.
That's what they say. Jay had little, like the little plastic glasses.
Yeah.
The little paper glasses.
One of my coworkers had a pair.
And he came into my office. He was all excited. He goes, "We can watch the eclipse." I said, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah, I got the glasses." He goes, "We'll take turns though." And I said, "So what, do I turn around while you..." Because you're not supposed to stare at it.
No. I guess one little kid did, and he's like, "Daddy, I'm blind." "Stop, knock it off. You're choking around. I can't see." I was like, damn.
So after the eclipse, Google had an influx of people searching for what's wrong with my eyes. Because people were just, oh, pretty.
Dumbasses.
Yeah. So he
dark over here.
He had it down to like the 2 minutes by like 2 minutes. He's like, "Come outside now." Like, "Oh, okay." And then like everything went dark.
Yeah.
And then it was light again.
Yeah. Temperature dropped.
I was disappointed when there was light again, because I didn't see any Audrey 2 plants anywhere.
Oh yeah.
Shoot, body.
Have you seen the movie Little Shop of Horrors with Rick Moranis? There's a total eclipse, and then when it comes back, there's Audrey sitting there, little cute little plant.
Feed me, Simon.
And as a special bonus, right?
Yes.
So Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart skyrocketed to number one last week.
Turn around.
That's all I can say. I can't say anymore. I'll get
sued. Busted on copyright. So I had posted a little compilation of the TikTok videos. Now TikTok has, as long as it's not music, as far as they're concerned, they're fine. Okay. So I insert a lot of clips.
Right.
So we got a copyright thing on the video.
Of course we did.
Because I had all these clips, and one clip I actually had to. There was like this thing came up, and it's like, okay, well, this is copywritten. Your video can't be public if this clip is in here. And then it's like, click this button to remove the clip. So I'm like, you got me by the thumbs here. So I clicked the button, and the clip got taken out, and it uploaded, and but it still had copywritten material in it. So damn. I got a thing like, you can't monetize this video because it has copyrighted stuff. And I'm like...
What was the clip?
You know what it was? It was something about Groundhog Day. The Ned Ryerson thing. Ned Ryerson?
That's on there. I watched it.
It is on there, but because it's a copyrighted... Ritted? Whatever.
Copywritten.
A copyrighted thing, we can't... When YouTube eventually lets us get money,
bing,
we can't make any money off of that video because it's copyrighted.
They ain't gonna let us do shit.
I keep trying. I mean, I think we need like 3,000 more hours. I mean, we can just get that right up.
Let's go.
Right now we're only a third there.
I know.
Let's see what else.
I don't know how other channels do it. Jesus Christ.
They've been doing it.
Yeah.
WrestleMania 40.
Oh, boy.
Come and gone.
Like the Easter Bunny.
Like the Easter Bunny. And you can watch every single match on YouTube for free.
Really?
Pretty much. Oh. All the highlights and shit.
Oh, okay.
And I just want to see like the final match because, you know, that's the main event.
We're going to watch it on Peacock.
And so... it did not disappoint.
Oh,
yes,
really? So you enjoyed it?
I did.
Wow.
Want me to tell you about it?
Spoiler. If you like.
And I mean, there's spoiler alerts. It's been a while.
So it's been a while. It's only a week.
It's been a week.
Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes for the title. The undisputed title.
Okay.
Which is, I believe, SmackDown or whatever the fuck it is. And of course, you know, they have to have, like, the buddies help them out, you know. Mm. It's always two on one. And then, like, Cody had a... He was getting his... Anyways. Cody was getting his ass beat, and John Cena comes out, takes out the third guy that was helping, you know, Roman. And then The Rock comes out, takes out John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And then The Undertaker comes out and takes out The Rock with a choke slam. And now it's back to one-on-one. And then, you know, he did the finisher move things. And then the 1-2-3, new champ.
Oh.
Everyone's like, yes, finally. Hmm. He was champ for like almost 1,400 days, freaking Roman.
Wow.
So I always hate it when they do that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They did it with Triple H. He was champion back in 99 or something. He had
for like
the belt for
5 years.
Yeah.
It's too long. It's
like a year, year and a half with the McMahon-Helmsley regime.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Good. It was a good show.
JBL had it for a long time in like 2007 or 6 or 5, somewhere around there.
Now,
so he's the new face of the company.
This was a pay-per-view.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Sort of. If you get Peacock, you can just watch it.
But it was 2 days. It was Saturday and Sunday.
That's crazy. Yeah. So
all the titles changed to
him. I don't know how it works out though.
I don't know.
Great.
If you got Peacock, you can kind of watch it for free in a way. You're not paying $80 for the pay-per-view, or whatever the hell they charge now. I hate to find out.
I know, right?
Back when all of us were watching it at my parents' house in Quincy, it was like $40 for the pay-per-view. $30 and then $40.
Crazy. Let's see what else I got. Let's see. Bon Jovi.
Oh, God.
Released a brand new song. It's called Legendary. It's actually pretty good. I liked it. I mean, I know you don't like Bon Jovi, but...
I don't.
But, I mean, it's a good song.
I don't. And it...
You might like it.
And it bothers me because I know he's a good person. Like, he does a lot of charity stuff that he doesn't publish.
Yeah.
He has, like, a soup kitchen for homeless people. Like, all that shit. And it's like, oh, God, I hate you, but I like you.
I like to hate you.
I hate you and I like you at the same time. You know how conflicting that is?
It is.
Awful.
I sent you guys a trailer for the Joker 2 movie. What did you think of it?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch it.
Oh, I didn't either. All
right.
But I've heard a lot about it, though. I've heard it's kind of a musical thing, which I guess makes sense since Gaga's the...
It looks pretty good. Lady
since,
Gaga.
Since Gaga's Harley Quinn now.
She is.
Ew.
Yeah. Wrap your head around that.
No.
I don't want to.
No.
Did you see the first one? The first Joker? No. That was pretty good.
I didn't different. I didn't watch it.
It's funny to watch him dancing down the stairs, though.
He murders freaking... he was in Casino and all that.
De Niro?
De Niro, yeah. He murders De Niro. Okay. Spoiler alert. He murders De Niro. So anyway.
I don't know.
I've seen that... yeah, this is going to sound funny. I've seen that scene of him coming down the steps.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah.
I've seen it done with, like, different pieces of music.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones I saw, like, had Shawn Michaels' Sexy Boy theme. It had some other wrestler's theme, and it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
so funny. He just danced. Like, you got the Joker coming down the steps, and all you hear is, I'm a sexy boy. Sexy boy.
I'm not your boy toy.
No, jeez.
That's all we can say.
Yeah. And a copyright here, too.
Yes.
I think this whole copyright thing is a piece of shit.
Oh, I mean...
like, so all over the years, you can have all these videos, and people still have music up on...
it's annoying.
On the videos, and that's okay.
It's annoying.
But people like us, we get scolded.
Scolded.
For like 2 seconds of nothing.
Put me on the naughty step. So...
yes.
I had a new sink installed this week.
I saw.
Last week? This week.
He saw.
No, it was Monday. It was Monday.
Okay.
I went right past.
45 minutes?
No. No.
You timed him?
It was about 2.5 to 3 hours.
Damn.
But to be fair, it wasn't just dropping in a new sink. He had to... it's so funny because he started working, and then in a few minutes I heard "Tar!" He's talking about. I'm like, "Yeah, what's up, man?" And he goes, "You shut off valves." I said, "Again?" Because when he worked in the far bathroom,
yeah,
he had to replace the shut off valves. So now he's like, "You shut off valves," and I said, "Again." And I was like, "Can I get some shut off valves that work in this house?"
No.
And he goes, well, you know, the problem is that when you don't use them, and then they'll start to leak eventually. He goes, right. So
they rust and rot.
Yeah, they're
corrode.
Yeah. He goes, so I'm gonna replace them. And I said, okay. There was something else.
So once a month you're gonna shut them off just to make sure.
I don't know. Maybe I should start doing that. Just randomly shut my water off. Let the chips fall where they may. Like,
the sink's broken, not working. I shut the valves off.
So there was that.
Yeah.
And then he put the sink in, and then I heard him again. So I came out, and he goes, because I had
by
told
himself?
Him. Yeah, he was by himself.
Okay. So the sink looks heavy, so I don't know.
Like... well, he managed.
Okay.
He's good.
He man.
So, what like when I got the sink, I had measured the old sink because I just wanted to like. To drop the new one in. I didn't want to have to, like, saw out or whatever. So I told him that. I was like, it should be the same size. You shouldn't have any problem. So I heard him yelling for me. So I came out, and I'm like, what's up? And he goes, you were right. And I said, in what capacity? He goes, fits. I said, well, thank goodness for that.
All right.
But however, the, I don't know what you would call that. The pan, like the sink itself. Apparently it's deeper than the other sink.
Okay.
So there was something he had to cut underneath. He goes, I got to cut a little piece or whatever. I'm like, do it. You know,
do what you got to do.
Yeah. So he gets it done, and then he yells for me that he's all set. So I come out, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, that looks awesome. And he goes, yeah, it does. He goes, I like it. Oh, he loved it. He was like, this is awesome. So he turns – now – here, I want to make a point.
How does the lights work? They plug in? Are they like battery?
No, it's like a turbine. Like the water flowing through turns a thing, and then it makes the thing light up.
Oh.
So he turns the
hydro
water
generator.
Yeah. So he turns the water on, and he goes forward is hot, backward is cold, and the light will on the sink will glow accordingly.
Right.
When it's warm, it'll be green. When it's hot, it's red. When it's too hot, it'll flash. So I said, okay, that's cool.
Warning. Now
we had this conversation. I'm marking with you that I had this conversation with him.
Okay.
And then he finished up, wrapped up, left.
Got it.
Short time later, I went out into the... Because I had to give it 2 hours. He goes, give it 2 hours to, I don't know, cure or whatever.
Right.
So...
Settle.
Yeah. So 2 hours, and then I went back, and I put everything back under the sink, and I, you know, got everything going.
Right.
And then I went to turn the sink on, so I'm trying to turn it on. It's not turning on.
Shock valves.
I'm like, what the hell? So I'm trying, because I really didn't want to call him. But I'm like, maybe he shut the main line off. But I saw him turn the sink on. So what's the problem? So I give up and I call him. And I said, Tim. He goes, yeah. We have such a rapport. He goes, yeah. And I said, Tim, did you shut the water off? And he's a little bit confused. And he said, why? Why were you asking that? And I said, well, I'm trying to turn the sink on. I can't get the sink to turn on. And he goes, oh. He said, are you moving it back and forth, like trying to turn it on?
Did you reboot it?
And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, you know, when we were talking in the kitchen, I showed you that you have to take that lever and pull it to the right before you go forward or backward with it.
Oh.
He goes, so pull it toward the stove and then adjust the temperature forward or backward. So I did it while I was on the phone with him. And I was like, I am so stupid, and I'm so sorry. And he goes, it's okay. And I said, no, no, Tim, it's not okay. I said, I'm an idiot, and I apologize for my ignorance. And he goes, it happens. And then I said, well, you know, I'm sorry I had to call you. I said, but I'm glad that it actually works. And he goes, yep. And then he kind of like reiterates again, I did show you. And I said, well, you know what, Tim? I wasn't listening. I wasn't paying attention.
But I wasn't listening.
The water was running. The pretty light was on. That's what I was focused on. And I was like, I figured I know how to work a sink. I don't need instruction. No, I do. I do need instruction. I don't know how to work a sink.
Nope.
So... that was kind of, I was a little bit irritated about that, but I was happy it was an easy thing.
So everything's all copacetic?
Yeah, everything's fine.
So what's the next project?
I think I'm clear.
Okay. No more water projects?
I don't have any.
All the bathrooms are done, sink's done.
Yeah, I don't have any more inside house stuff. Like, I was talking to somebody today and they were like, oh, what are you doing over the weekend? And I said, well, it depends on the weather. Because now we're getting into spring. I got to start to do spring cleanup outside.
That's right.
Because it's always fucking something, right?
Yeah.
Poop patrol.
Yeah. Well, I would have cleaned up after Daisy during the week, but we had more rain. Every time I thought of it, it was raining.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's not going to help me at all.
Nope.
Ugh.
Damn it.
Nope.
So, I want to address a question to you, sir.
Ooh.
Because
the elephant in the room.
No elephants.
All right, go ahead.
Because I watched Quiet on Set.
I did too.
And I know that you had watched it as well.
Yeah, all five episodes.
Yeah, because they just released a final episode.
Right. What did you think of it?
The final episode?
Well, the whole series.
I thought the whole series was shocking.
Yes, it was. I had no idea.
What was going on at Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Quiet on the Set is about these horrible things that were happening on these Nickelodeon shows.
With Dan Schneider. And he released an apology video, which I watched. And
which was bullshit.
I know.
That apology video was bullshit. 19 minutes of bullshit.
If I could go back, I'd change it.
No.
Would you?
I don't think he would.
I would do things differently.
This guy, I want to give people...
He's like 68.
This man...
Yeah.
While he was on set directing, he would force women to come over and give him massages while he was working. And God forbid anybody say no, because he would throw a temper tantrum and have them fired.
Yeah.
And he was allowed to operate this way.
For years.
There were
two decades.
There were two women in the writer's room for, I don't remember the show.
All That?
No, it wasn't All That. It was the Amanda Bynes show, whatever her show was. And he made them share a salary, which he says he had nothing to do with, and then kind of walked it back and was like, well,
when you first get a gig,
people do that. Like, that's a normal thing. Meanwhile, the Writers Guild is going, uh-uh, that's not normal. And when they complained, they got fired. Yeah. And I was like, And there was a lot of, like, I mean, I didn't watch any of these shows because I was too old.
Yeah. I knew of them.
But, I mean, they were showing some clips, and
iCarly.
It was uncomfortable because, I mean, I didn't see them when I was a kid. I'm watching them as an adult, and I'm going, how did that make it on air? Because that is really suggestive.
Yeah.
In the beginning of it, they had Mark Summers came out.
Yeah.
Now, I love Mark Summers for Double Dare.
Yes.
Right?
On your mark, get set.
Yeah, I loved Double Dare. And as a matter of fact, when I saw him, I like froze and I was like, I don't want to hear any shit about Double Dare. Mm-hmm. Double Dare is clean. Nothing ever happened.
Nope.
Well, it's not that clean. It's very messy.
Well, I mean, controversy-wise.
He got slimed.
And they showed him a clip of something from one of the shows. And he was like, that went on air? And they were like, you hear somebody off camera go, yeah, that was on Nickelodeon. Add that. And he was like, that's disgusting. And I was like, oh, Mark!
Does he still work for Nickelodeon, Mark?
I don't think so. I don't think he has a gig with them anymore. Yeah. He used to do, he had a little show on like the Food Channel or the Travel Channel or something called Unwrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. They like, he'd just show you how they make little candy. It's like, oh, that's fun. Little fun thing. But it was bad. I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, back then they can get away with a lot on TV. But they wouldn't get anywhere close to now.
And then the thing is, he was trying to justify it, and he's like, well, this was made for kids. It's what kids would think was funny. And I'm just sitting there going, I don't think so though. And I think it would fly just over a kid's head. Like, I don't think they would think that it was funny. I mean, if there was somebody else, like an adult in the room, like they were saying on the on that final episode, the wrap up.
Right.
One of the actors was saying like, oh, like if we saw that, like we were laughing because the adults were laughing, but we didn't think it was funny.
We didn't want to lose our job.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did.
It's a crazy documentary.
Yeah.
I would like them to do more, but in a way I'm like, oh, maybe we should just walk away.
That's on HBO Max.
It is on Max. It's good.
Also on HBO Max is the documentary for the subway guy, Jared Fogle.
Yeah.
I watched that too.
And how was that? Dare I ask?
Worse than the one freaking...
Oh, boy. Yeah, because he... Yeah. You know my axe to grind
with
that?
He's in prison now, of course.
He is in prison. But my axe to grind with that is that Subway never really... they never really made any kind of statement. Like, they kind of... Oops. Like, Nickelodeon did that, too. They were like, we were unaware. And it's like, I don't think you were.
We take precautions, do you?
Yeah, I don't think they did. But.
Yeah, he got away with it for years.
He did.
Yeah. Now he's in prison.
Well.
No Subway for you.
No, you ain't getting Subway in the slammer.
He gets out in like 5 years.
Well, good luck working again.
Because like he was convicted of like having pornography.
Hmm.
But, like, there was no evidence that he actually did anything. They couldn't, like, convict him for that, but, like, they convicted him for all the other stuff.
So it was more a possession.
Right. But, I mean, he did.
Still gross.
He did do the deed.
I'm sure he did.
You know? There's tapes of him saying, like, oh, yeah, I was in Thailand, and I just, you know, I pounded this kid. I'm like, what?
Oh!
And the lady's like, oh, okay. She's like, you know, like, trying to, like, but, like, she's... If you watch it, like she recorded him for 3 years. All her phone conversations, she recorded it and sent it to the FBI, and they didn't do anything for a while. And she's like, "What's going on here? You know, I gave you tangible evidence, and it's like there's no physical evidence that he actually did it. You know, he's just like him saying it. You know, but they finally caught him
because it's all too shocking.
That's right. That's on HBO Max as well.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
No, I know.
There's a lot of, like, you know, really good documentaries, to. Like, just all of a sudden just popping up.
You know, I like a good
documentary. And they're all in the same, like, you know, genre.
I like a good documentary.
Yes.
Not going to lie. I yes.
Do too. Oh, so I.
No, I don't have it. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's crazy.
I'm trying to, save some stuff. I got, my new, badge for, my Subi.
Nice.
I was so excited. That came yesterday and it was raining, so I couldn't put them on. And then today we got
the only day it didn't rain was Monday for the eclipse.
And then this afternoon we got a little bit of a break where it wasn't really like raining. So I went outside and I wiped it down and I'm like, you're going on today. Stuck them on. They look nice. I like it.
Check them out later.
Well, because the Subaru badge is blue.
Yeah.
And then the little stars are like silver.
Yeah.
So now my badge is black. With the stars are orange.
Oh.
It matches the car.
Nice. The front and back or just the
front, back, steering wheel.
What?
Yeah.
Trifecta.
Steering wheel too.
Nice.
That's right.
Everywhere there's a logo.
Yeah, well, I only got three, but took care of it all.
I mean, Santa Cap's got logos too.
Huh?
Did you do the ones on the wheels too, the Santa Cap's?
Ooh, no.
Just gave you an idea.
Oh. I'll have to make sure. I don't want to buy new things if it's not really there. Subi. Yeah.
We got time.
I'm almost done with the customization. I want to do some cross. I wanted to do a rally bar with a couple of lights, and I can't find anybody to install it. I'm like,
sorry.
Yeah. My nephew was supposed to help me, but he's very forgetful. So.
Well.
Hmm?
Well.
Well, what?
Doesn't he, like...
Oh, yeah, he's the pot guy, yeah. Yeah, he's
marijuana affects the memory.
He's the pot vapor. Maybe that's why. Okay.
Whoops.
So what, did you want to close something?
I have a quick joke, and then we can
okay.
wrap up. So I finally figured out the difference between a hippo and a Zippo. Yeah. Hippo is a heavy animal, and a Zippo is a little lighter.
Yeah. I was going to guess the punchline. I totally would have ruined it for you.
Thank you.
Because that's where I was going with that.
Yes.
So, not last week. I'm never ready.
All right. Google. So,
let me see. Okay. Let me tell you. Yeah. All right, so I don't know how to do a sink. And the other thing that I don't know how to do, apparently, is properly order things, because you ever get, like, a weird craving for a snack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of snack?
Oh, I'll tell you. So I had a very strange craving this week for Crunch and Munch.
Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yummy.
Anybody? Yeah, Crunch and Munch.
Yum, yum.
I think I've had like once.
You don't know Crunch and Munch. It is basically like...
popcorn.
Yeah, it's...
kind of like Cracker Jacks.
I have the butter toffee one.
Mm.
But they have a caramel flavor.
I go with the butter toffee.
Heck yeah. And, I mean, the boxes of them are fairly cheap, right? So you can get a box, you know, for a buck or two.
Okay.
Now... But not every place sells them. So I sat there with myself and I thought, I don't want to go to like down the street to the supermarket in town because they may not have it and that's a wasted trip.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So I said, I'm going to order it off Amazon. And won't that be much easier?
Right.
I don't think it was.
You would think. So, I order it off Amazon, right? I misunderstood the listing.
Uh-oh.
What I thought I was buying was a big box that was going to have like smaller serving in bags.
Like a case.
Well, no, not like a case, but like a box, and it was going to have. Because, you know, like sometimes you could buy like the low calorie Oreos. They'll come in like 100 calorie packs. Mm-hmm. So you can just take a pack and like go about your day. Right. Thought they were going to come in like separate packs.
Right. Mm-hmm. Individual.
Yeah, yeah. I misunderstood.
Okay.
Because what came in the mail was a huge case of Cruncher Munch. So huge.
Damn.
So what I wanted just to satisfy a little craving, I now have like 15 boxes of Cruncher Munch.
The rest of your life.
And it might very well take me the rest of my life to eat it.
A year's supply.
So.
Of chocolate.
I mean, if you want Crunch and Munch, go to YouTube and just comment and like, give me the munch. Give me the Crunch and Munch.
Yeah.
And I will, I don't care. I'll send it out. I mean,
gift to you for what?
Yeah. I mean, I got to get rid of some of this. I'm going to have a yacht sale.
I'll take one home.
You want a couple? You can take two.
Yeah.
Take
cool.
two.
Right.
There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way I'm going to be able to eat that much Crunch and Munch. I like it, but by the time I finish them all, they'll have gone stale. And at that point, I'd just throw them away. I don't want them.
Am I devious?
Yes, I think I am.
Yeah. All right. I'll take some.
Yeah, I got two takers. Here we go.
All
right. Fantastic.
Crunch and Munch. Crunch and Munch.
Just
with a K or a C?
A C. I mean, there's Crunch and Munch, and then there is the less popular Fiddle Faddle.
Yeah.
Which Jay prefers. Because I offered him some last night. I'm like, you want some Crunch and Munch? And he goes, no, I prefer Fiddle Faddle. I'm like, it's the same fucking thing. It's the same.
I can hear him. No, right.
No, Fiddle Faddle is better. Listen, just because you're from Rhode Island, it's not better. It isn't.
Speaking of things from the past,
oh,
is Star 69 still a thing?
I don't think so.
You do Star 69 and people can't like trace your call.
I'm not sure with smartphones.
I know 69 is still a thing. Star 69, I don't know.
Give me the rim shot.
All right.
I think if you, but there is a way to block, and I think it's pound something because I had to make some calls for work.
Yeah.
And I didn't want clients to know my personal cell phone. Ooh. So I blocked the caller ID from showing
my
name and stuff. It's like pound something. Mm. But I have an iPhone, so it might not be the same across the board. I don't know.
Did you ever make phone pranks when you were younger?
No, my mother would have whooped me.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
I don't think I did, no.
Really? Man, I did.
Oh, Joe. Oh, no.
Is your refrigerator running? You better go catch it.
And I've always had a phone phobia.
Because back then you can get away with it. Now you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everything has caller ID now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the phone like, how's it going, Larry? I'm like, how'd you know it was me?
No!
Oh, lucky guess.
You got your name, your address, everything. What do you need?
Can't Bart Simpson your way these days.
I know.
Yeah.
Technology ruined our fun.
Well, Amanda there. I guess. Last name, Hug and Kiss.
Hey,
well,
guys.
If you do that
looking for Amanda, that
pounding
that
you
kiss.
Said, you could probably get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pound sign, or the hashtag, right?
Well,
the pound sign, the hashtag, the same thing? The same logo?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Tic tac toe board?
Yeah. Now you got me like, what
I'm
is
looking
it?
For Amanda, Hug and Kiss. Wait a minute.
You can turn it off in your settings. Oh, it's Star 67.
Oh.
Apparently.
Oh. They've been demoted.
Yeah. For iPhone. To hide your number from appearing on a recipient's phone, press Star 67 followed by the number you want to call.
Okay.
There you go.
Interesting.
You should call him and try it after the show.
We will test it out for you, folks. What you know.
I don't know. So.
Yes.
Yes.
I watched last Saturday.
What'd you watch?
I watched the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire film.
Really?
Yes.
Where?
My living room.
Really? How was it? Scale of 1 to 10.
Boy. And 10 would be very good?
It would be the best. Oh, yeah.
10 would be the best? 7. Okay. Sean's like, fuck.
Okay.
Here's my thing with it, right? And
well,
I
we were four, right? Hesitating. I thought you were gonna say like 5.
No, okay. No, not that bad. Not that bad. I
it was like
I,
2 hours.
Yeah, roughly. I wanted to like it. I wanted to really like it.
We all do.
But I started watching it, and I just sat there and I was thinking about it, and I said it tried too hard.
Really?
Yeah. Jay loved it, by the way. Really? He thought it was great. He would say 10. 10 out of 10. Apparently, I'm a bit more critical.
Really?
There was a whole sub-story, which I'm not going to get into.
Right.
But I looked at Jay, and I was like, what is this? What's happening here?
Can you answer one thing for me?
I will try.
Okay. Rick?
No Rick Moranis.
Not surprising.
We did get William Atherton back as Walter Peck.
Okay.
Yeah,
no Rick.
Does he have a beard?
Yes.
So he looks like he did in the first one?
Yeah. Well, a little grayer, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I hate beards, but I'll accept that because he looks totally different without a beard.
You know instantly it's him. Like, there's no.
Right.
And he's like a mayor or something now. So it's like, oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, no. I'm like, I don't know if I want to pay to see it now. I just wait for it to come on stream.
I watched it via one of my fun little apps.
Okay.
And I looked at Jay and I was like,
no commercials.
No.
Nice.
And I said, I'm happy that I didn't pay to see it in the cinema.
Okay.
Because I think I would have been disappointed.
I want the popcorn thing though. I want the ghost trap popcorn.
Listen,
folder.
I'm not trying to dissuade you.
Right.
I just got one off of eBay the other day.
You
not the one that lights up, the other one, the one from Regal.
Mm. That lights up too, I think.
Does it?
I think they both do, but like one line has like an extra piece so you can hold more popcorn. How much you pay for it?
I had it on my watch. It was at like $49.99, but when I got it, it was marked down to
$34.99.
Oh, nice. It's on sale. You got a deal.
Yeah. Yes.
You can get it at for 40 at the theater, so you can save $5.
$10 a ship, but still. Mm. Everybody else wants like $50 to $80 for theirs.
Yeah.
And slightly used.
Slightly used.
This one was down 34. I'm like, I'm jumping on this because if I don't get it now, I'm going to be pissed later on I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Now, have you already received it or is it in shipping?
It's getting ready to ship.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
From
it's coming from like Georgia or something like that.
Oh, Georgia.
The whole day through.
Yeah. I mean,
so
I.
So you liked it, but it wasn't
I
like
liked
as,
it.
As much as you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought the one prior to that was better.
Right.
I thought this one was just too. It was too. They tried
takes
too
place
hard.
In New York.
Yes.
The same fire station.
Yes.
Okay.
It's also very Dan Aykroyd heavy.
Really.
Which I didn't expect.
He's like, I need money.
Bill. I will say that Bill is.
Bill.
Not really in it.
Really?
I mean, he's in it,
yeah.
But not as much as everybody else.
Wow.
He kind of comes in at the end.
Wow.
Janine Winston. Yeah.
Janine's in it pretty much from the beginning.
Nice.
Good.
I mean, her role is very...
Paul and the kids.
Kind of minute. It's mostly Paul and the woman. I can't remember her
Egon's
name.
Egon's daughter.
Yeah. And the girl.
The grandkids.
Yeah. It's, wow. Yeah. Hmm. And,
I'll still go see it, but.
What?
How well did they do Slimer? Was that disappointment? Or
no, Slimer was good.
Two CGI.
Doesn't
type
talk.
Thing.
He just makes noises.
Yeah, he just kind of makes little noises. Slimer was okay. The little puff guys are back.
Yeah, Stay Puff Marshmallow
Man. Yeah, they're back. Oh, they're cute. I like them.
I haven't seen much promotion for this movie around here at all. Just a few toys at Walmart, and that's it.
Yeah.
So the villain is just a ghost?
The villain is a... What was he? He's like a... he's like a mythical, like, deity. God. Hmm. Like, deity kind of thing.
Are you a god?
Yes. Yeah. And who is that? Who is that comedian? Oh, damn it. He was in the, he was in a Marvel movie.
Okay.
His, what's his name? No. Oh, fuck. I can see his name. I just, I'm like, oh, what
Patton
is
Oswalt.
It? No, well, Patton Oswalt, he has like 5 minutes in it. Oh, he's good. Not in it
Poor
a lot.
Patton.
I know.
I saw him in the trailer, and I'm like, oh, we're going to see him throughout the whole movie.
From Marvel.
No, I like Patton, too. What is that fucking guy's name?
I don't know.
Oh, it's bugging me.
Like, is he a main character in Marvel, or is he just like a side?
He was in the Eternals.
Oh, Kumail Nanjiani.
Yes!
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah.
I don't know if I pronounced it right. I know it's Kumail.
You did much better Nanjiani. Than I would have.
Kumail Nanjiani. Yeah. He's good.
He's
he was in a movie with Batista, and it was fucking funny as hell.
Yeah, he's in it. Not
like that one.
Not like a ton.
Yeah.
But he's kind of a keymaster kind of role. Without giving, you know, I'm really not giving a lot away. By the way,
they're doing that again, though.
Zool.
They are, but they're not.
Yeah.
They are, but they're not. Like when you see everything, you'd be like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, he's funny.
He was good in this.
I like him. Cool man.
I just it like I said, it was just I don't know. And I guess it's just my opinion. I was like, wow, they're really, really trying to remind you you're watching a Ghostbuster movie. Like, and I really didn't need them to do that. I knew what I was watching.
Yeah. I wanted to.
Yeah. I did
now,
like...
Now, did it leave it open for another one? Or is it like, this is it, we're done? Close the curtain?
Yeah, I mean, they could probably do another one.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I mean, I did like how it was a different villain. Like, they didn't try to do the Zool Gozer thing again.
Right.
They kind of, supposedly, I don't remember this guy, but supposedly this was like a callback to the cartoon.
Really?
Yeah.
I never watched the cartoon.
I watched it I watched it a little bit, but I don't remember.
Have you seen
remember
every episode
him.
Or just, do you have seen every episode?
Almost.
Okay.
Like, I didn't see every episode. I don't know if this guy's really
Frank
was.
Frank Welker's a voice on that.
Yes. I think he did Ray.
And I think Slimer.
Yeah.
See, I got a printout from Wikipedia for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the last thing on it says future. In February 2024, Gil Keenan revealed that ideas for multiple future films in the Ghostbusters franchise have been discussed.
Nice.
Okay. I mean, I'm not telling you not to see it, and I'm not saying that it was a horrible movie.
Okay.
I just.
You were disappointed.
I was just. Slightly disappointed. I thought the last one was much, much better.
Yeah.
I think it might be because Jason Reitman didn't direct this one.
Oh, he didn't?
No, and I don't think he wrote it either.
Oh.
He produced it.
Yeah, he had something to do with it, but
yeah,
he wasn't hands-on like the
last
one.
Give me my check.
It wasn't, and I think that really, really showed.
Oh, okay.
So I think if
we need a Reitman to do this.
Yeah.
We need the Reitman to do this.
And they for this one they did, because you know in the last one it was for Harold.
Right.
Yes.
So in this one it was for Ivan.
Oh, okay.
Reitman. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. It just wasn't as good as the last one, I thought.
Yeah, I got there's a section here about critical response too.
Yeah, I'm almost afraid. Is it?
On the review website, Rotten Tomatoes, 44% of 268 critics reviews are positive, with an average rating of 5.2 out of 10.
Ooh.
The website's consensus reads: Ghostbusters: Frozen Empires offers a certain amount of nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Yes. fueled fun for fans for the original, but a crowded cast and surprisingly serious tone prevent the sequel from truly sparkling.
I didn't think it had like a serious tone.
Did you laugh? Or you chuckle?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few things. I mean, it's Paul Rudd, so he's going to be goofy and you're going to laugh. And I actually, Patton Oswalt was kind of funny.
No, what's his character?
They have to go see his character relating to something. And so they have to go back to the library. And that
the infamous library.
That's all I'll say. It's like, so, I mean, that's how they were, it was like, oh, well, we're back in the library again. So let's have some callbacks in the library. It was like, okay, I don't need you to remind me of the first movie. I've seen the first movie a lot.
Right.
We're
trying to bring back our youth.
And not to give anything away, but when they went to the library, the same fucking librarian was there. And I looked at the guy. Remember the guy? The guy librarian? Oh. When he's like, oh, are you menstruating? And he's like, what does that have to do with anything? That guy. He's in it.
I thought you meant they
40 years later.
I thought you meant they brought the woman back.
No, but the guy.
My uncle thought he was St. Jerome.
Like, I looked at Jay, and I'm like, that's the guy from the first one. And he goes, is it? And I was like, yeah. He's older, but yeah, it's 100% him.
A little older.
Yeah.
And Robbie Collin of the Daily Telegraph gave the film 1 star out of 5.
See, I would have gone 3.
Writing that quote, there is a noxious undead Pong emancipating from this latest entry.
Wow.
In the 80s franchise, which is now being sustained through force of sheer commercial desperation.
Ooh.
And nothing else.
Oh.
When the Eye of the Observer awarded the movie 2 stars out of 5, saying it was unoriginal, film does not make the most of its young cast. Jake Wilson of The Age gave it 2.5 out of 5.
Oh, boy.
Saying that Aykroyd.
No, out of 5. It's half.
Aykroyd and Grace are the soul of the thing to whatever degree a soul exists. At this point, Aykroyd has shed any pretense of ironic distance, emerging as the mournful weirdo he surely always
was, is, shall be.
Was.
There you go.
Hey.
It's kind of having Dan throughout the movie was incredibly helpful.
I bet.
Yeah. Because he's pretty much in it from not directly at the beginning, but
I see you. Anyway.
He's pretty much in it. And it's like I said, it's very Dan Aykroyd heavy. Winston,
so they're trying to cash in on our youth.
Winston's in it quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Bill is barely in it.
Damn.
And
I know they have a problem with
the hell, Bill.
Well, I know that
he's difficult to work with.
Difficult to work with, and I don't think he particularly enjoys the franchise.
Yeah.
Plus, he doesn't really like sequels.
Yeah, and he doesn't. He's another one of those guys. Yeah, doesn't like the sequels. So,
the movie had $100 million budget, and it grossed in the box office $140 million.
Nice. So they made something. They made something.
Okay.
Not that much if you think about it.
No, not really. I just think that, like, if they do another one, I think Jason Reitman needs to be more hands-on.
Yeah.
Because it really shows.
Be like your dad. Get in that director's chair again.
Yeah.
We need you.
Speaking of sequels.
Yes, sir.
Sean sent me something recently.
Did he?
Goonies 2.
Oh, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. Like, 2026.
Is that actually happening, or are they just teasing us?
I'm confused about it.
Really?
Because it's...
they're all still alive, as far as I know.
It was from a post that was on Facebook.
Yeah.
That Christine sent me.
Yeah.
But the little attachments above it also has a couple, like, hashtag April Fools and all that.
Oh, no!
I don't know if it's...
Never mind then.
I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's an April Fool's joke. It looks like a real poster.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like the Goonies, something about Willy.
One-eyed Willy. To the truffle shopping.
Well, at least we're getting the Beetlejuice sequel in a few months. So there's that.
Keaton.
Yes, sir. And, you know, that was my, like, I was looking forward to the Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
I just saw it.
I mean, I'll get it when it comes out on DVD.
Curse of One-Eyed Willy.
Yeah.
It says, summer of 2026, directed by Sam Raimi.
Okay.
He did Spider-Man.
He sure did. He also did Evil Dead.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Shit, I lost my train of thought. I just had it.
Happens to me all the time.
No. Oh, and I'm looking forward to Beetlejuice. I hope that doesn't let me down.
Right.
And I mean, beyond that, I don't think there's too much coming out this year, is kind of sad. Like, what happened?
Those summer blockbusters.
I was going to say, like, what happened? Because
to me, it seems COVID. Like each year there's not much happening at all.
Yeah. It seems like even before COVID, like, the summer blockbuster was just non-existent.
Barbie.
They had, like, four or five movies.
Barbie was the summer blockbuster.
I mean, back in the 80s, it was, like, the big summer movies. Yeah. And then I feel like since we left the 90s, there really haven't been, like, any, like, big summer films.
Right.
Fast X. I still haven't seen that one yet.
But is that, like, a big summer movie, though?
It's supposed to be that and friggin' last year was Barbie. They had Fast X. They had Indiana Jones. They had, Guardians of the Galaxy. They had a couple, but I mean.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
You triggered my memory when you said Guardians.
Okay.
Who was it? Cena.
John Cena, yeah.
Cena did some sort of press because of the whole WrestleMania thing.
Yeah.
And he's
looks like shit.
He's finishing a film. Yeah. Does he?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen him.
He came running out and like he was running like an old man. I'm like, what the hell? Well, and, like, he's not as jacked as used to be. I'm like,
he's finishing a film.
Yeah.
And then it's like as soon as he's done with that
Peacemaker?
He's going to do Peacemaker 2.
Yay.
And I was like,
that was a great one.
Because I've been waiting.
Yeah.
And I know James Gunn is really busy with the fucking Superman bullshit. Now that he's DC's playboy. And I was like, are we ever going to get a fucking Peacemaker? Because he's not said anything about it.
Yeah.
And then Cena dropped it. He was like, as soon as I'm done filming this, because I've started filming this movie, as soon as I'm done with that, I'm going to do Peacemaker 2. And I'm like, yes!
Nice.
So he's thinking maybe next year sometime.
Sweet. That was a good show.
It was awesome.
Hilarious.
I loved it. And I didn't go into it thinking I was going to love it because I'm not like a huge fan of his.
Right.
But I was like, damn, this is a good show.
I almost forgot this morning when I parked at work.
Yeah.
I got out of the car and I was about to start walking to the building. And I looked down between my car and the one I parked next to, and I noticed that we had a visitor from a ghost.
Really?
Yep. Guess who visited us?
OJ?
Yep. It was a glove on the ground.
Freaking.
Like, oh, OJ was here.
I was watching TMZ today, and Caitlyn Jenner was like, she posted on Twitter, good riddance, hashtag OJ. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, really?
But you know what?
That's disrespectful when someone passed away.
After they did that, a bunch of people were like, weren't you also a murderer? Because they hit somebody with their car and killed them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't follow the Kardashians and the Jenners. Yeah. Not my thing.
Well, I only know because, like, the internet's still angry about it. Like, you didn't even get in trouble for that. You murdered somebody with your car.
Yeah. Someone dies, you know. Don't disrespect them.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I really wasn't sad when I heard O.J. died. I'm like, I'm 100% sure you killed those two people.
A cop in the office next to where I sit.
Yeah.
He came out and said, the juice is no longer loose. He's on the fast train to hell right now.
Taking that white Bronco ride. Woo-wee.
And I also heard some other coworkers saying the only one that's alive from that still that can tell the truth is O.J.'s driver.
Well,
what team did he play for? Football team.
Of the Bills.
Buffalo Bills?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, just curious.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. He was a student very briefly, I think, at USC. I think he went there for like 2 years. And that's where he met Robert Kardashian,
okay,
the attorney.
Right.
And they became friends back then.
All right.
So when all this started happening...
Thank you for being a friend.
So he transferred from USC to some college in like San Francisco. I don't remember the name of the college. I don't care enough to know.
Me either.
So, but this girl went on the internet. And I mean, it's the internet, so I guess take it for whatever it is. But she said, since OJ is dead... I am no longer bound by an NDA. That expired, which is a...
Non-disclosure agreement.
She goes, so, you know, that expired when he died. She said, so, since I can talk
now... Well, it doesn't expire when you die, doesn't it?
Well, no. I mean, if he's the subject of it and he's dead, she doesn't have to keep the secret anymore.
Okay. Woo!
Apparently, when all of the... When the, you know... As we were coming up to the trial, Kardashian and somebody else went to USC, and they had a meeting with some student director or whatever, and she was a secretary outside.
All right.
And she was like pre-law or something, and that's how she knows about this. So they were in there for about half hour, 45 minutes, and then they left. And she went into the person's office, and she's like, what was all that about? And they're like, well... I can't tell you, and you need to sign an NDA, just that they were even here.
Really?
So she's like, okay. So she signed an NDA. Now, apparently what had transpired, that she was, you know, telling people now,
right,
is they didn't want it public at the time of the trial, because obviously it would have been pretty damning, but he assaulted two women, sexually assaulted one woman, and like beat the shit out of another, and I believe that's why he had to transfer schools.
Oh.
And they didn't want any of that coming out. And I was like, you know what?
What a guy.
Poor OJ.
Yeah, I was sitting there going, you know what? Like, I understand why he did that because he's an attorney and whatnot, but I really don't think that you should be able to keep that kind of thing under wraps because it is 100% relevant to the case.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be able to be submitted.
Right.
But I'm not an attorney, so screw me, I guess. I'm not an attorney, I'm poor.
Every year, like cancer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of cancer.
Kind of kills you. That was
too
mean.
Too soon.
That was mean.
I know.
But I honestly don't know. Because I was like, this fucking guy. And you know, he after that trial, he had sat there and said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life looking for the real killer.
Yeah, sure. Look in the mirror.
Well, he's dead.
Yep.
Did he come up with the real killer?
Not in public.
Instead, he wrote a book or something saying how he would have done it.
Yeah, they all read books.
Like, what the fuck? Anyway.
I'm so tired of all these famous people that we grew up idolizing and watching and enjoying the...
Yeah.
You know, and like movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Turning out to
skeletons
be,
in their closet.
Yeah. Turning out to be these assholes and women beaters and...
Yeah.
Bill Cosby druggers.
Never meet your heroes, right?
I mean, I understand that... I mean, like, people... are human and they make mistakes, but yeah. Jesus, like that, you know, how do you walk away? How do you walk back from like, oh yeah. And then I, you know, assaulted them and did all this stuff. It's like, now I can't enjoy that film anymore. Why are you taking away the things I like?
It's not gonna be the same to really watch and enjoy Naked Gun.
Oh, because he's in it.
Yeah.
Briefly. Well, I guess you could look at it like
he always gets hurt.
Nobody's ever said a bad word about Leslie Nielsen.
Surely you can't be serious.
Yeah. And if they did, he probably would have told them to fuck off. So. Nah. Let me revert to my notes. My goodness. I talk about my excess crunch and munch.
Which I would gladly enjoy later.
Oh, well, you'd be welcome to. I can't
get to work and have a snack.
I can't eat that much crunch. I can't munch that much. It's too much. I was so angry.
Oh, how this angry
week,
were you?
This angry. This week, I was supposed to have my car serviced.
Again?
By the dealership.
For what?
Well, they
you
were
just
gonna...
had the oil change. It should last more than...
I know.
It should last 5 months.
So, I had a back and forth with them.
Okay.
And they were giving me a deal on the tires.
Oh, okay.
So, I was like, all right. And
you
I
got
was
a
like,
deal.
And they were going to throw in all this other shit. So, I'm like, okay. Well, here's the problem, right, is when you get into this.
Yeah.
So, I said, okay. So, I booked it. Now, what had occurred was... Sean, are you all right?
No.
What was happening this week? Oh, I had my my back appointment this week.
Oh, okay.
So originally I was supposed to drop my car off Wednesday. I was going to get a rental, go to my back appointment, pick it up Thursday night.
Okay.
Jay ends up completely screwing me up.
Oh.
Originally, yeah. So... He did OT like all this week, so I realized I'm not gonna be able to drop my car off, I'm not gonna be able to pick it up, so I can't do it this week.
Right.
So I call them up and I'm like, listen, this isn't gonna happen this week.
Right.
And I said, and then I was like, well, maybe if, you know. And I said something about the rental, and she goes, oh, did you specify that you needed a rental when we booked your appointment? And I was like, I said, honestly, I don't remember because it was like a week ago, and I have a lot happening. And she goes, well, we don't have any rentals left. I went, oh, fuck me. So I said, okay.
They did.
Yeah. So I said, okay, well, you know what? I don't have a way to get there or back. And I was like, so... we're going to have to do it next week.
Okay.
So she goes, okay. I verified that the price would be the same. Yeah. And
so
I said...
four tires alignment?
Yeah. They're going to do an alignment. They're going to balance. Yeah. With all that fun shit. It's yeah. supposed to wash it while they have it, too.
It's going to rain.
Well, it's my luck. So, yeah. So I said, all right, well, we'll do it next week. So she goes, okay. So I booked it next week. Jay is in the other room. I have no idea what he's doing. He comes into my office 10, 15 minutes later after I hang up the phone and goes, so I made Daisy's vet appointment for next week. I said, what day did you make her appointment? The day I'm putting my car in. So her appointment was Thursday. I'm supposed to drop my car off Wednesday night. And I said, well, I've dropped the car off Wednesday night. I said, but I'll probably have a rental this time because I told her. I said, so you can just take her in the rental car. It's fine.
Right.
So he goes, okay. And then he pauses and he goes, you want to drop it off Wednesday? And I said, well, yeah, we have to. And he goes, you have to be in Westboro Wednesday. I went, no, I don't. And he goes, yeah, it's your Wednesday to go in. I went, fucking. So I look at the calendar and sure as shit, it's the second to last Wednesday I have to go in.
Damn it.
So I said, I can't win with this.
No,
I cannot
can't.
Win with this. I said, I cleared my credit card so I would have the money to do the stupid thing. I got a deal, and now I can't fucking do it. So I'm sitting there like pissed, and I was like,
can't do the deal.
I said, I can't, I'm not calling them again and being like, I need to reschedule again. So I said, I need to figure out a way to do this. And the only way that I could think of was to ask my boss if I could delay coming in. Mm-hmm. And I thought, she's probably not going to like that.
Delay, like come in later that day or come in like the week after?
Come in the week after.
Oh, okay.
So I wrote her.
Strongly worded email.
I wrote her. No, not that. I wrote her a thing in the group chat, and I was like, a private message in the group chat. And I was like, listen, here's what's going on in my life.
Bring up to speed.
I was like, I can't be in eight places at once. Would that I could. And I said, you know, it would help me a great deal if I could just come in next week. I said, because I need to drop my car off. I'm going to need these fucking tires. They keep telling me, oh, how are you even driving on these things?
Like, we need fine. Your money.
They're come acting on. Like they're bald. Like, oh, you really need a job. Like, okay. I know I need them, but it's not that bad.
It's not the Christmas right. story. Spin a tire.
It's not smooth.
They're around once made out of rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, it'll be fine. So, and I said, you know, and the dog has to get to the vet because she has like severe arthritis and she gets injections.
Got it.
I said, I don't want her to miss an injection. I said, because she really needs it. So she goes, yeah, that's fine, I guess. I'm like, oh, good.
I guess.
I'm glad.
It's not affecting her family. So it's one,
I mean, I don't
show that much sympathy.
I don't think she cares.
Are you sure
way.
You don't have an appointment the week after that for your doctor, your colonoscopy,
going on that Wednesday?
Your back doctor, your chiropractor?
I mean, so I have, yeah. Oh, but you know what's happening the day? So I'm dropping it off Wednesday. So
next
Thursday,
Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, the 17th,
right.
And it's being worked on Thursday.
All right.
I have to go do blood work that day. Like, I scheduled the thing, and I looked, and I was like, fuck my car. And I was like, I can't. I'll have the rental, I hope. So at that point, I
maybe
really
call ahead of time and just double check.
You know what? I'm probably gonna. Mm-hmm. I think I should, because I just. I don't like surprises. You're very nervous about
that. You don't want a Planes, Trains, Automobiles moment.
Yeah.
You go find an empty space.
A fucking car right fucking now.
All I know is that the universe does not want me to get new tires.
No.
But I need them before my inspection because I don't think I'm going to pass because I got a spoken to about it. You really should get new tires.
Your dad.
Well, give me the money.
No, the guy who did the sticker.
Oh, they?
It's like, I'm going to pass you, but
yeah,
probably need new tires.
I've had that before.
And when
did your sticker do?
Nice September.
Oh.
But so the way life goes, it'd be like, oh, geez. And this is the first time I've had to put tires on this thing, so.
These are
the original tires.
Good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
What's the mileage?
Ooh. 77.
Damn. It lasted that long? That's pretty damn good.
I don't do as much driving since I work from home.
Right, but I mean, from you bought the car brand new, and those are the original tires, and you put 70,000 miles on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Tires usually last 50 to 60.
So I'm right in the button.
Yeah, you're right there.
A little extra.
You're right
I'm
on
in the
cusp.
Bracket.
The cusp.
I'm in the bracket. It's fine.
Now, once you rotate them, they'll last you longer. So maybe 5,000.
Maybe
miles.
Maybe they've been rotated. I wouldn't know.
They don't tell you?
Well, they probably do. I don't pay attention, Joe. I don't know how the faucet works. I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know how much crunchy munch I'm getting. I just take life as it comes, you know?
I guess so.
I'm out here living on the edge.
on the edge of your tread.
Yeah, on the edge of the tread. I can't wait because I'm going to... the last time that I had the brakes done.
Yeah. In the driveway.
My nephew was supervising, and he looked over, and there's something... I forget what he said, but he's like, do you see that thing there? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, that shouldn't look like that. And I went, oh, that's fun. And I said,
what was it?
What does it do? And he told me, and it was like a year ago, so I forget. And he goes, probably going to need another one. So I'm like, So when I have it in there for this, I'm going to say, can you just take a gander? See if you see anything that looks unwell.
I'm a little unwell.
Because I feel like, you know.
Well,
and they like me okay enough. Yeah. So we didn't have a show last week.
We did not.
We had a best of TikTok. So if you're listening to this,
yes,
and you want extra stuff, yeah, you can go
behind the scenes.
The best of TikTok on YouTube, or you can just go to TikTok and watch the videos there.
There you go.
Where they're originally posted.
Right.
As they should be. So we didn't have any kind of winner, and we didn't have a winner the week prior.
We did not. The winner, the movie was Kindergarten Cop.
Oh.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. So this week's code is worth 2 gift cards, Dunkin' Donuts.
Two.
Comment the name of the movie on the YouTube video. If you're first and correct, you win. It's pretty easy. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yo, who broke the toilet? Stop flaming me, man. Who broke the toilet? I'll bring you to my house and you dog me. Get to stepping. Step.
Step.
Comment below.
Oh, boy. Get to stepping. It is a good movie now that I know what it is. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time. Before I send it down the table, I moved my notes. Here is your fun fact of the week. Christopher Lloyd was 37 in 1975 when he landed his first movie role, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Really?
He's been in a movie nearly every year since and has been in 124 movies to date.
I don't believe it.
Really?
Believe it.
Great, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Have a good everything. See you next week, homies.